this is all different, but good evening, Lauren. Good evening to you at home. I am trying this without using my hands. How's it going so far? see, this is me not using my hands. Oh, God. Why is this so difficult? Good evening. It's Tuesday. It's May 23rd, 2023. And this is the Late Night Playset. My name's Jay Ryan. We're going to be talking with Nicole Ryan right over here in a few minutes. We're going to be hanging out with you on Instagram. And if our buddy up north joins us, we'll be talking to Canada as well. But in the meantime, the discussion for the evening is one I'm excited about. I thought I'd be a little bit nervous about it, but I'm actually really, really excited about it. We're going to be talking about Newcomb's Ranch and Angeles Crest Highway, the two things I can't stand talking about in person. Two things people bring up with me more often than any other two things, and they're my Achilles heel. I apologize if you've asked me about them lately in person, because I don't generally react well. I don't want to talk about it, because everybody does, and that's how rumors get started, because there wasn't any real good information. There isn't really anything new, but we will be going through some videos. Nicole and I had the opportunity to go through both Angeles Crest Highway, yes, all the way to Newcomb's, and that was... That was a challenge, and there are a few stories there we'll tell you about. And then we had a chance to go all through Newcomb's Ranch as well in its current state just this past Saturday. So we're going to be going through those videos and discussing and answering your questions about Newcomb's Ranch and Angeles Crest Highway. And I mentioned Nicole over there. Let's turn some lights on so you can see her. Maybe today it'll happen. Am I too far away? Is the remote not working? It's all I told you, it's all different. Looks the same. It's all different. Yeah, okay, so that's what we're gonna do. All right, we'll kick it off, but now I gotta run over there. Hey, Nicole, say hello to these people while I run over there.
Hello.
Everybody, I am very happy to be back. I feel like last week got erased off the books. I was both exhausted and flustered on the show. Does this work? Because it might happen again. Mm-hmm. Here we are. Mm-hmm. But it's not. Everything seems to be working smoothly and shy of our feet from Canada, which he may not be joining us tonight, in which case everything is working.
All right.
That sounded terrible. I meant, I meant there's not a technical difficulty keeping him from being here. He may not be coming tonight. I forgot that I got this for you. Oh, let's see. That's special treat night. Look at this. Well, here, I may as well give it to you over here. Special treat night.
Who's excited?
Oh, I know. Well, we were at the hospital earlier, so we didn't get to do all that. But coffee and Ensure. Enjoy.
This is what old people drink. I like it.
Yeah. It's good. You suffer from old people problems, so it makes sense that you would drink this.
I'm leaning into that. It's great.
Let's see. All right. Make sure I have the comments open here, and then we'll throw Instagram up as well in case we do it there. Badges. Oh, Hank on camera three. Thanks, Hank. Badges, during your last three videos, don't forget to thank them. Camera. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, oh my gosh. Well, I think we try to say thanks every time. Thank you, Hank. Thank you, Hank. I thought that was Hank saying that. I think it's Instagram saying that. I thought Hank was like saying, by the way. thank you, Obi Alvarez, for buying a badge. It's the window cam. Is that right? Instagram window cam. Yeah. It's been a chore lately. Life has been a chore lately, but I'm very happy we're here tonight. I said that already? Did I already say that? I must really mean it.
I don't know.
Happy you're here. Happy you're here. Let's see. Newcomb's Ranch, Angela's Crest update. I want to talk about you a little bit just because we haven't so much. Okay. I guess we'll start there. And then we've got a very interesting East Coast feed that is from this morning because something happened at BMW last night. So stay tuned for that. Fresh feed from this morning because of breaking news last night.
I can't wait.
Here we are telling you about it at 5 p.m. and not now. We'll get to it. what a show. Mm-hmm. Newcomb's Ranch, Angeles Crest Highway. Road trip update. We got a road trip update. I want to tell you a little bit about the Cayman that we're driving. And I want to ask you for your old iPhone. I want to ask you if you have an old iPhone. I want it. And I'm going to turn the air conditioning on. And that'll pretty much knock everything off my to-do list.
You've got everything covered.
You had your infusion 2 or 3 weeks ago? Two or three weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then today we went and saw your neurologist over at UCLA, who I am very fond of. I hope you like her. I'm incredibly fond of her.
Me too.
She has like an incredibly... I'm just going to say she has a good bedside manner. Her personality is very... fitting for the job that she does. It's not easy dealing with what she's dealing with and dealing with people who have what she's dealing with. And she just has a great attitude. Great attitude.
Yeah.
And she's leaving to go have a baby. She's like, just so you know, I'm leaving to go have a baby. And I was like, I didn't even know you were pregnant. I had no idea.
I
don't know if that's positive or not.
I guessed. She's tiny.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it. Yeah, right. This is how I... Don's calls digging something else. I dig in a lot of ways. I'm a digger. Can you still say that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I miss y'all, says Analog Speed. We miss you too, fella. I think everything sort of happened at once, as is life. You were leaving town. You're moving out of town, I think, at the exact same time that, like, the snow hit and everything, so we didn't. There was supposed to be like three more weeks we were going to see it, but then all hell broke loose.
I thought about it the other day. I'm like, we just didn't see him anymore.
Yeah, I think because he moved away. Proves he's not buried in snow. At least that's good. Do you feel any? Do you feel any different since the infusion 2 or 3 weeks ago?
My brain feels smoother. The rest of me, it takes dominance, though it's very loud and hurts a lot. But my brain feels smoother.
The rest of you is loud and hurts a lot. Your body.
Yeah. My leg, it's going to my hips now, but...
Yeah, it's working its way up, we were saying today.
Yeah.
Different speeds on different sides, but yes. It's working its way up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. worse on your right side than your left.
Done. Already kaput on my right side. Now it hurts more on my left.
Does the pain come before the death of the area?
Yeah. It's the signal of, like, we're shutting down.
How are you dealing with that mentally?
Doing the best I can. It's hard as shit to know that every minute, literally, something else isn't what it was. Mm-hmm. But I'm used to it from life.
When you go to sit down or lay down or whatever to watch a movie or something, do you find it's different even by the time you're done watching the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too, watching you. It's wild. And then does anything help it? Like, it seemed like you got a little bit of energy once we, I mean, that San Francisco trip exhausted the shit out of us, and it was only overnight. But you also seemed a little bit energized when we got back. Do you think that there's anything to that, for one? Am I even right about that?
Yes, I think you are right.
Do you think it was pushing yourself, or do you think it was physically moving through time and space, like physically being in different places, moving?
That, probably.
You used to travel so much around this entire globe.
I'm very stagnant now in a lot of ways, and so that helped get me moving a bit.
Even fresh air in your face, yep, feels good in the yellow car. That's why we have the windows down all the time. It's like you're getting movement out of it.
It's a different setting. So I like that.
But you can't run anymore. You can't ride a bike. You can't do any of the things you used to do regularly. All your physical cardio bars, all those different things where you would go run at the beach in the morning, or whatever you used to do. And the movement of the car is the only thing I can think of that would give you even a tiny bit of anything from that. It doesn't help with the physical activity, of course, but the mental, like, oh, your eyes are taking, the scenery is moving past you instead of you just sitting in it all the time.
Yeah, I love that. It's great to, because it changes all the time, which is good. It's very static in the room I'm in most of the day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can move you around, but either way, we're still here all the time.
I want to let everyone know, like, I love watching TV. Like, I wanted to write. Like, that's my thing. That's stories. That's what we all are. So I love watching TV, and that's horribly lazy compared to my old life of moving, but I can't. So make the Lemonade Man fucking watch whatever I can.
To an able-bodied person, sitting or laying down watching TV probably does look lazy if they could be doing something else. But when your body doesn't work and all your only option is to exercise your mind, watch whatever you want. I told her to watch old Columbos because, like, old shit that makes you, like, think and whatever.
I did, and it gets all the gears turning.
Murder, She Wrote, remember? I was like, stop watching ID and Discovery and all this crap where they're spoon-feeding you sugar. It's just nonsense. But the old shows, like, actually were written pretty well and everything. Angela Lansbury, I think, wrote or at least supervised most of those scripts.
They're really well done and smart. And old true crime stories on TV used to be like that. Mm-hmm. But when I met you, like, that time of TV, it was like, we can sell this, chop it up. And so the stories were very superficial and not delved into like they used to be. But I could make calls and not pay attention. So mm-hmm. I liked it.
Irene Hoffman, present. I love you, Irene Hoffman. Manuel Carrillo, love! Love you, Manuel Carrillo, and miss you, sir. Still want to see that new car of yours. Newcombs is the answer. Newcombs, well, should we just jump right into that? Because speaking of her not feeling well, missed the beginning, but sending love. Love to you, Irene. But Newcombs, but I love watching TV. Columbo. I grew up on Columbo. I'm sure they were repeats even when I was watching them, though, because I think that show was in the 70s. And I mean, I was born in the 70s. I must have been watching it in the 80s.
It's great, but the guest cast that comes through is incredible.
Every episode has a huge headliner. Like an Oscar winner sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to give it away, but often they're... I don't want to break the code. If you've seen one or two, they're usually the murderer.
Yes, but I've seen some that aren't. And agreed. Christopher Lloyd is a guest cast that I saw.
I think I forgot about Christopher Lloyd. Which, what was that? Do you remember what the...
No.
Oh, okay.
But I saw him and I was like, oh, I knew you. I know that guy.
Wow. And in the 70s, that would have been before Taxi. So he would have been just, you know, like becoming.
Right. Did wow. you watch Taxi with Carol Kane?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Again, it was probably repeats because I think that show was on in the 70s and I was watching it in the 80s. But yes, because it went Taxi, then Cheers, then Frasier for those guys.
I didn't know Carol was in it. And I like her. She's on Tina Fey's show, Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt.
Bobbitt! Bobbitt! For me, it's License to Drive. Bobbitt!
I think of that all the time.
Bobbitt! And it's backwards!
Looked so happy.
She was Latka. You remember Andy Kaufman? She was Andy Kaufman. Latka was his character, his girlfriend. So she was like a foreigner too. So she was. She used to like fucking talk like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but very funny. Very funny. I mean, that whole show was so good. Chris Lloyd. I've worked with him. I can come. still a little familiar. Chris Lloyd and shit. Now I've thrown my own train of thought. Somebody else from it was Tony Danza. Chris Lloyd and Tony Danza posted an Instagram picture together the other day, and I said, "Hey, you two, get a cab, whatever that." And then the next picture they posted was with like four or five others of the cast. They were doing a little thing, and it just. It was so cool to see them all together. I don't need a Taxi reunion or anything like that, but it warms my heart that not only are they all alive, they all seemed to be so happy to be in each other's company.
Yes.
Instead of like, there's all this bleh.
I know of all them and don't want to see this show, but I loved seeing them so happy together.
Is there anybody gone? Andy Kaufman obviously is gone. Let's see, Danny DeVito's still here. Judd Hirsch is still here. Tony Danza's still here. Mary Lou Henner's still here. Who am I missing? Oh yeah, you know who's dead? I was with him right before he died too. Jeff from that show. You guys know Jeff from Taxi. He kept trying to give me Coca-Cola. So funny. Doesn't matter. We were at a charity auction, a celebrity charity auction thing together, and during the Back to the Future time. During the 25th anniversary and all that, there was that huge... In fact, it was right across the street at Universal Studios. Jeff, what the fuck is his name?
I can't remember his name.
Anyway, he was the good-looking guy, the really good-looking guy with the good hair and the, you know, the collar and the whole... The pretty boy guy. It's not even Jeff. Let's see. Taxi. Let's look up Taxi, and I don't mean the Queen Latifah one. Jeff Conway.
I know him from Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah, okay. So this probably would have been around that time because he didn't seem great. Or maybe he was doing well and that's why he kept pushing Coca-Cola on me. He had like his cane or... It wasn't a cane. I think it was those braces. You know, the leg braces? It was
braces.
Like the... Yeah, you know what I mean. The arms with the stick on them. Are those called braces?
Yeah.
Not the Forrest Gump ones. Those are braces.
Those, they've evolved.
They're
like clutches,
but they've got this. Yeah. He had those, and we were at the, you know, the drink table. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Taxi. He's dead. All right, so those two. So him and Andy Kaufman. And that's it, right?
I think.
So you could actually do a reunion of that show. It's cool. All about Judd Hirsch, Dan. Yeah, man. Goddamn. They just did Frasier. And supposedly there might be some Cheers in Frasier. So like there's two. May as well do Taxi if they're all still alive.
True.
Can't imagine what that would be like. And I'd want to see them actually working, because those that's so depressing when they're all just sitting in the director's chair on stage answering questions of it and playing clips above, and we're all like, remember when? I mean, that's these. That you just watch one of these for that. You don't need to have a whole to do at the Paley Center. All right, Newcomb's Ranch, yeah?
Yes.
Let's get to it. Let's see what we got here. Smashing the like button. Thanks, Elvis. Woohoo! It's like a tip on a show. Let's see. We definitely need the Newcomb Scoop. All right, we're doing that right now, Taste Buds. Bino, yes, need the deets on what I missed a while ago in high school. What is the Combs Ranch? Right. Chris Lloyd in Cuckoo's Nest. Come on. And Danny DeVito. Both of them are in that.
What?
Yeah, he's Martini, is Danny DeVito.
I don't remember anyone else other than the main guy from that movie.
Very happy to hear you say that, because as of midnight, that was a $4.99 movie, so we'll get it if you want to watch it.
Yes.
Apple iTunes, everybody. Chris Lloyd's Cuckoo Nest, come on, totally agree. And that movie was produced by Michael Douglas, no less.
Really?
Yeah, there's tons of famous people in that movie.
Whoa.
And it's so good. I mean, it's kind of hard to watch, but it's pretty awesome. Jack Nicholson is ridiculous. That guy, there's a reason he's a legend. He's so good.
Yeah.
Leonard Nimoy was the best guest star on Columbo when he played a psycho doctor. I remember that one, Tiny on the Radio. I totally remember that one, and you're right. Because he's just, Leonard Nimoy is kind of Spock, right? Like they are kind of, you know, that kind of. And yeah, psycho doctor is right. Jeff Conway, thank you, Tiny on the Radio, exactly. And I think was it Conway? Yeah, I don't understand that. I always said Conway, too, but it's Conway. It's like the Berenstain Bears over here. He remembers it the way I remember it. He or she. Sorry, Tiny. Could be you. I don't know. Okay, Newcomb Scoop. Let's see. So we were very lucky I need to open this just in case so you have it, so I don't get distracted. And you got your pen here, too. Okay. We were lucky enough to be invited up there over the weekend, and we... Let's see, it was supposed to be, it's a real estate thing, right? So Newcomb's Ranch is for sale. Everybody knows that. And the price right now is $5 million. If anybody has $5 million or you want to go on a group buy, we've had a lot of people offer us to, hey, why don't we all go in and you can be the front of it or whatever. I don't know. We're open to any of those things, but $5 million is the asking. But it was, why we wanted to go was, you know, we never got a chance to say goodbye, which is sort of weird. We went up there every Friday for many, many years, and other times as well, but every single Friday, and always sitting at the same chairs and always seeing the same people. I mean, like, it was a thing, man. And and then one day we just couldn't do it anymore, because, like, back then it was the government shut, it was March of 2020, and the government shut down the, you know, you couldn't do business. Everyone's got to stay in their homes and everything.
Two
COVID,
weeks.
Masks up. 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks or something like that. Like 15 days, whatever.
So
we were like, oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this. That's amazing. 2 weeks, everyone go, and then we're like, well, forget it. So we never, there was no goodbye. It just sort of got chopped out, like a relative who died in a car accident. You didn't expect it. You know, it wasn't a long drawn out cancer. I don't mean it that way. But also I kind of do, because there was no chance. So we wanted to, we wanted to give you guys all the information. We wanted to go for that. But it was a personal thing for us. And we wanted to see what the condition was. And and beyond Newcomb's Ranch, the road, the drama so much lately has been the road, because Newcomb's has been closed for years, but we continue to meet there. We can't do it now because of the road. So I will start. My dad once bought a car that once belonged to Warner Wolf. Let's go to the videotape. I'll start it way down here at the bottom. And these are, I'm going to try to do them in as best of order as I can. I don't really know or remember how we did it, but roll it, Al. Okay. This was, we were already up on the crest, and we are waiting at the closure. And what's going on here is we were supposed to have access, but right before we arrived, they there's no cell phone reception up there, you know. So right before we arrived, apparently on radio, somehow they figured out that the mountain started falling again. It's actively falling again. And maybe it's always falling, because I think what they're doing is trying to sort of descale everything so that whatever can fall falls, so that they don't, so this doesn't happen that every other sense. Week. Yeah. But regardless, I think sometimes it falls more than intended. So it was like just falling a little bit when we went by, like as in you could see some movement, like, oh, something had fallen and all the dirt was coming down, that kind of thing. And I'm going to show you a videotape of us driving through. And maybe I'll do that now and I'll tell you what happened after. That makes sense. Learn to tell a story. You bet. I'll work on it while we're gone. After Godfather, second best movie ever made. Cuckoos. Oh man, Irene, are you going to make me see The Godfather again? Because I have tried many times and I just don't get it. And I love mob stuff, and I love family first stuff. I mean, I'm the guy. I don't get The Godfather or the second one or the third one. Agree. All right, so here we go. Oh wait, yeah. Oh, here we go. I'll let him tell you.
It's not one thing, it's something else. How you doing?
Amazing.
Where are we?
On our way to Newcombs.
I know. Doesn't seem like we should be able to do that, but we are. We're on our way to Newcombs. The only problem. Rock slide right now. Just happened right now. So maybe we're going to Newcombs. We thought we had explicit permission to go to Newcombs today, and we were pretty excited about it. But now, I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see.
I guess I could have skipped that video, being that we said the exact same thing, but here we are driving through.
We just got permission to roll through.
Real slow.
Thank you, brother.
Real slow.
Real slow. Apparently there was just a rock slide right now. And am I staying on the left? I guess I'm staying on the left. Maybe we'll slalom. This is what came down when we were at Breakfast Club a couple years ago. And the crest was closed for a year while they repaired it. Well, it came down again in the snowstorm and the rainstorm. And they've done a good job of clearing it, but this will be the first look in. Holy schmoly. Literally actively falling in as we speak. Holy crap. Holy crap. All right. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. How was that for you? That part.
I was so excited to go back to Newcombs.
You weren't afraid of it or anything like that?
No.
Did you see it moving, though? You saw the sand and stuff?
Ish, but I was focused on where we were going.
Oh, you didn't look. Yeah, to me, it was right out the window.
I'm sure, but I trust you so much to deal with everything, and I'm sorry for that. But I was focused so much on where we were going and trying to stay positive.
Did you see all of the guys on the right? Their whole job is to stand there all the way at the edge, staring up the mountain to spot for falling. Yeah. Crazy. So right after that, we continued on up to Newcombs, and I think we'll just continue with the videotape, and then I'll tell you what happened. That makes sense. Roll it out. Oh, I don't want to show you that one. I don't want to say that one. We're going to save that one. We're going to save. Shit. You're going to want to see this one, but I'll save it till when the crest is closer to open, in which case it'll be more fun. But let's see what this is. Okay, this is the spot.
This is the spot. This is what's become of the spot. The spot of the full-blown construction site.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the road's gone. Right after the spot. Hasn't been nobody here like this in a long time. This is happening in real time. We're at Newcomb's Ranch. We're at Newcomb's Ranch. That's our loaner car, so you know what's happening now. Here we are. We intended to be leaving on our trip, but we're not yet. But look where we are. Where are we?
It's Newcomb's. It's so amazing.
Newcomb's Ranch.
More than just a geographical place to us.
My whole visage and persona changed in the minute we pulled in. It was awesome to be in that energy again.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got you in... Oh, where is it? Oh, maybe I didn't load it in here, which was really dumb of me. But I posted it, the picture of you at the tree.
Yes.
Well, here's you here, which is nice.
Look who's getting surprisingly emotional. Sometimes she's in her old spot. I'm playing Danny. Steve's here today. I guess you're in like Magnus's or Derek Whitaker's spot. I usually sit here. Yeah, you were always over there. I usually sit here. And this one over here is getting very emotional. It's been a long time. 3 years?
That one gets me still. Just watching you get emotional about it gets me emotional.
Teared up again.
It's like when somebody pukes. It almost happens. Someone making the sound of puking. Someone pretending to puke that if it could be real.
Yep.
Megan Young said, nice save from the spit take, Nicole. Taste bud 420 is welling up. Yeah, for real. So people were asking what the condition of Newcomb's Ranch is. It's great. It's surprisingly great. It's exactly as it was when we left it. A few less things on the walls that, you know, people have come in and taken. But it's great. And here's a walkthrough. If you don't like appreciating that, don't mind the music. I was there for a moment outside. This is Saturday, May 20th. Here's Nicole at her spot at the bar. There you go, Cliffy. If you wanted to make it what it was, it's ready to go. If you want to change it and make it something nicer, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done, for sure. But if you want to just have it be what it was, it's ready to go. Just a cool $5 million. Slap it down. Write a check. Yeah. Didn't even go into the Moto GP room, but... What's an Egg McNewcomb? I do. Now, most people haven't seen this, so I did it just because. This is upstairs. It's all cleaned out. It used to be living quarters, bunk quarters, whatever, for the people who work there.
I've never been there.
I know. That's why I took this. There you go. That's what's up in those windows when you look up all those years.
Cool.
There we go. Used to have the Porsche parking only door sign on it. That apparently Freddie has still someplace. Paper towel dispenser in the men's room. Urinal in the men's room. Nicole at her spot, enjoying a Mexican Coke. Welcome to Newcomb's Ranch. Yeah. Super, super, super cool. Yeah. So while we were there in the middle of all that fun, kind of right when we first got there, actually, it was sort of the topic of conversation the entire time because most of the people got turned away from this thing. We got there pretty early, so we got through. Right after we got through that, the big rock slide area, Caltrans apparently has different nomenclature than most people, but they have boulders and they have big boulders, they call them. Well, the big boulders started to fall. Apparently, either the crawler spider crane thing up on the hill. When I say up on the hill, I mean hundreds of feet up on the hill. Either that broke something loose or something else. I don't know. But they said the big boulders started to fall. They thought the whole mountainside was going to fall. This is Caltrans talking. And they actually were concerned more about the equipment up on the heavy equipment they had up on the hill and the workers and their safety. They thought it was all going to come down. I don't think it did because we never heard of that happening, but we were rerouted home because where we came through was no longer passable. Fucking full blown like the movies.
It was an interesting day.
Yeah. So, you know, they changed the gates around and then we went down another way and everything was fine. But woo-wee! It was amazing to be there. Oh, and then coming down, the gate was closed. And then, yeah, a lot of drama. But amazing to be there. Amazing to be up there. I didn't know how much I missed it until we were there.
Same. It's the trees I loved there.
That's the first thing we did. Once we saw the trees, it was like we took her across the street and parked her. There's two trees, right, that are perfect for holding her wheelchair. Sounds weird, I know. But nature made it, and it worked perfectly. And so that was the first thing we did was prop you up over there.
It's so great. I didn't know how much I miss them, but they really did.
I thought I had the picture here, but maybe I don't. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, it was a really, really cute one. Really cute picture. Let's see. Here we go. I'm tearing Nicole. Oh, Irene Hoffman. Leave it as is. Get 35 people to chip in. Yeah, I know. Well, it's not just the 5 million, right? Because, like, you need to do some stuff to it. But still, you're right. People have talked about that. We were down with Matt Farah today, and we were talking about it. There's no easy way to do it. There's a lot of ways it could be done, but I mean, like, you can't even access it right now.
Yeah. It's an interesting conversation to hear because everyone has ideas, but it's really almost impossible to do anything right now.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a great time to do it because, one, you could probably get a good deal on it, and two, you could do all this work to it that you need to do before it even could be open, let alone would be open. So your business, but you know what I mean? Like, it would work to your advantage, I think, in many ways. But again, you got to have the money and the plan now. We've got all sorts of plans. Being there again, like some of the things we talked about sort of as what ifs one day when so many, 3 years ago, people were like, what are you guys buying? We're like, we don't have that fucking kind of money. Are you kidding me? It was like 10 million back then. Like, are you crazy? They're like, no, with investors and backers and whatever the fuck. We'll all back you. Easier said than done. We were like, fuck that. Who wants to be an innkeeper? I watched Newhart. That doesn't look fun. And that was 3 years ago. I am warming up to that idea now. I'm not saying I want to live up there, but I'm open to it. It's much more special to me than I think I was in denial.
I think so, and I definitely was. It's a very special place to us.
That was the kind of place where we just spent the weekends or something like that. You know what I mean? Where there's car stuff and I don't know. You want to see you running prime rib out to the to the customers.
Me too.
Probably hard to insure, sadly. You know what? It's weird. You might be right about that, but I don't think so. None of it is. Oh, yeah. You know what? Well, once it costs that much. Yeah, good point. Once it's traded at that value, you're right. Yeah, it becomes a whole different animal. That's a good point. I'm sure it can be done, though. It's the only private property up there. It's the only privately owned parcel of land. And it's 10 acres, and it comes with a 3,500 square foot cabin. Plenty of room. I think what you do is you put the second floor back on over the main building. It burned down in 76, I think. And they lost that second floor. And I think that if you put that back up there and then had rooms that you could rent out, and you'd have to, I mean, not the ones I just showed you. I mean, you'd have to redo that whole part of the building. But again, redoing that part of the building is a couple hundred thousand versus millions and millions, right. You know. So who knows? But then if you had rooms to rent above and then, you know, you drive up there. Right now, it's like you leave at sundown because there's nothing to fucking do. But if all of a sudden it was like, what's the other one on the other side? Mount Baldy Lodge, where, you know, they got a band sometimes and it's kind of a place for the locals and the car people and the bike people. And just, it's sort of like a public hangout clubhouse. It's like, you know, a clubhouse implies club and it's private, but it's kind of open to the public.
Right.
But it's got that feel of a thing that isn't. You feel like you're in on something.
I feel like that's what Newquins would feel like too. It's one of those places similarly that you have to know it's there. It's not a thing. It's like,
well, at $5 million, somebody's going to make sure everyone knows it's there. That's the thing, which also kind of, that's another fear of mine as well.
Well, I don't know. Hmm.
I think everyone says this, has been saying this since the beginning, and I think it almost has to be somebody who doesn't need the money. I know that's ridiculous to say, but it needs to be like a billionaire who can throw $5 million at it and just wait for the property to appreciate over the years and not give a fuck about how many hamburgers and burritos that they sell and whatever.
It's more of a fun project instead of a cash cow initially.
Yes. Although I think it would get there because, you know, you do the merch store. You do everything that Newcombs could have done way back when if Freddie's dad was younger or if Freddie actually wanted that life.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the story, right? Like, the current owner is not the guy who bought it way back in the 90s or whatever, 2000, whatever it was. That was his dad, and his dad passed away. And it was his dad's love and dream and whatever, you know. The kid... It was fine, and he kept it running after the dad died when it was easy to just keep it going. Once COVID hit and it became difficult and there was hoops to jump through and we had to figure this thing out, it was like, fuck that. I didn't want this headache to begin with.
That does change it.
I don't know. Yes, Henry Stans, exactly right. Exactly. Exactly. That's yeah. Yep. I want to stress explicitly though, just for residents, because not only are the agencies looking and ticketing, but Caltrans is getting pissed, and I don't like that because it reflects on all of us. And I don't, you know what I mean? Like, just. You don't want to piss these guys off. They're the ones who take care of everything that we like and love, including us sometimes. Because when Raja and Sonny went off and everything, guess who stopped and blocked the road and took care of all that?
And told us personally, like, it's...
Your friends just died over there, yeah.
It's family up there.
Yeah. All right, so down the list here. Let's see. East Coast Feed, stolen BMW. Done. Newcombs Ranch. Do we have any questions on Newcombs Ranch? I've been answering them as they come in, but if there are any more on Instagram, sorry if I'm missing them. Jump on the YouTube feeds on Instagram if I've missed any. Sorry about that. I'll wave at everybody back, but I think I missed most of them. Let's see, Angeles Crest Highway. Yeah, so what's the prognosis on Angeles Crest Highway? Well, you know, there's multiple issues. It's not just the road's gone over here. Or the mountain slide over there. It's those things and more. And that's just to Newcombs. If you go north of Newcombs, like towards the tunnels, you can't go past the tunnels. I mean, it's impassable. The big boulders, the boulders and the big boulders. Apparently boulders, you know, that's a large rock in itself, but a lot of people will call a small rock a boulder. I think they're just using the real terminology. So there's boulders and then there's big fucking boulders. Up north of the tunnels, the big boulders, too.
Oh.
And the road's washed out. So it's like, I don't know how long it is before this thing is open to Newcombs. I hope to God it opens again to Wrightwood, but that's going to be a real feat.
All I've heard is that north of Newcombs is not happening.
Yeah. That was closed before this last storm. It was closed indefinitely before because of the same reason, those undercuts. where the road washes, the bed rushes out before, underneath the road. Then the road falls. Road trip update. Yeah. Okay. So the only thing keeping us from being on the road. Happy we're here, by the way. Didn't think we'd be here. Happy we're here. We, air conditioning kicked on. Things are just getting checked off the list left and right here. We didn't think we'd be here, but we need catalytic converters for yellow car. And this is not a cheap fix. These are thousands of dollars each. So we're trying to get them sponsored. So we reached out to a couple different people. We've reached out to Fab Speed. We've reached out to Soul Performance. And thanks to Zach Clapman today, we reached out to, I want to say Muffler Man, but that's definitely not right. Magnaflow. And the Muffler Man. So if anybody knows anybody at any of those places, wants to put in a good word for us, that would be spectacular. Otherwise, we're working on it. It'll get figured out in the next few days. Then we'll get one here. Then it'll go on the car. Luckily, it's minimal labor to put it on the car. As long as they have a space where they can put us up on a hoist, they'll have us in and out in an hour.
Awesome.
Thank you again to TLG for everything always, let alone taking care of Yellow Car for the past couple weeks. We miss it. But that's what's going on with the trip. People are reaching out to me left and right about when are you going to be here? When are you going to be there? I love you, and I'm sorry that I can't answer those questions. I just don't know. The truth is, we thought we'd be on the road already, and you all know that. So you're going to hear from me before I get to your area. I'll just say that. Whether it works out or not is going to be a crapshoot. It's the way of life. We don't know. Remember Finding Nemo when they get in the East Australian Current? We're like, we're going to be cruising that this whole trip. 150, dude.
I love it. That's how I used to when I interned over the summer. It's like, that's how I drove and came out.
How?
Fast and stayed wherever I saw. Didn't plant anything.
It would probably be smarter for us to plan, oh, have a hotel here and here, whatever the fuck. But the whole point of this trip is to get away from all of that, to erase every bit of that from you, me, both, but like really you, and just baseline all of it. So you have zero responsibility, zero everything. You don't have to think about anything. We just point in the direction and we go with the flow. Dude.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for all the YouTube comments, by the way. Super cool. Thanks for tuning in on the Newcomb's Ranch night. Okay, so yeah, so we missed Yellow Car, but that leads us to how much we are enjoying the Cayman, thanks to, again, and Oyster Ray Real Estate. I'm coming around on this car. I don't know. It's not for me because we have a 911. If we didn't and we couldn't get into a 911... It's a fantastic car. If I had never driven a 911 and I drove a Cayman first, would I like it more than a 911? Probably. Probably I would. I would think I would. I would think I would. It is incredibly easy to drive. It is fast as shit, and it's a base Cayman. It's not even an S. He's got the Fab Speed exhaust on it. I think it's the Fab Speed. And it sounds like a Ferrari, which is wild because at first I wasn't expecting it at all. But the exhaust is part of what helps me like the car. Stay with me for a second here. I didn't understand it. Porsche to me is rear engine. Always has been, always will be. Even from when the Boxster came out, and I drove it in 97 when it fucking came out. Thanks to Mario De Francisco, our good friend who was at that time Porsche Danbury and later Pepe Porsche. I just want to say, like, I know what I'm talking about. I was a kid who was actually driving those cars at 16 or whatever the fuck. I didn't get the mid-engine. I never have gotten it in Ferraris. I've never gotten it in... I've only driven a couple Lamborghinis, but it doesn't do anything for me. I grew up with front engine, learned rear engine. Once I got that 911 in me, and this happens to everybody, it's not just me, there's a whole different thing. It's a way different animal. It's harder to drive. It's so different that your points are different, your braking points, your acceleration points. Once that gets under your skin, it's kind of like nothing will replace it. I don't care how good your car is. It can be faster. It can be good. That's why everyone's still driving these old... That's why Jeep bodies are worth $100,000 now. Because it's the driving experience, right? So to me, Mr. Purist, Porsche was rear engine. And as many Boxsters or Caymans, that Cayman S we drove on the show that time, that was great, that Auto Kennel was selling, that was a great car. It wasn't enough because I couldn't get the car to do what I wanted it to do. All right, now enter the Cayman we're driving now, base Cayman, Gens Cayman, with this exhaust that makes it sound like a Ferrari. I've started driving it like a Ferrari because it sounds like one, it sort of matches. And now I'm really getting the mid-engine of it all, and you know why people switch from... Yeah, you get to Porsche at one point, and then at some point the Porsche guys will switch to Ferrari, and then at some point they blah blah blah. I'm still saying to this day I'll never switch to fucking Ferrari. My God, thank you. No judgment. I'm the alignment with me is what I'm thinking. Talk about square peg round hole. I am not Ferrari. I'm digging this Cayman. I'm digging it, but it took having it for a week and driving it a lot. And driving it hard in a few places. That may be the secret with Porsche. You don't know how good they are until you beat the piss out of them. Because my 944 was the same thing, and I always tell people that.
That's the takeaway I get from every story you tell.
It's like once you fucking grab it by the back of the neck and just wring the hell out of it, it is like, oh.
I've watched you do that with people, animals, and cars.
What?
Grab it by the neck and bring it out.
Oh, well, I don't know. That's good.
Not physically, directly, but metaphorically.
I know. I didn't think you meant physically, but what? In what? Like, is there an example? Because it doesn't sound like a good trait to have. And I've got a lot of
me,
not good traits.
You
to have.
Put me in my place.
Yeah. Psh! And stay there.
Not like that. I needed it. I need it.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Sometimes I'm big for my bridges and I am forceful like a...
She's strong like bull.
In my head, this makes sense, but it's like a strong, powerful look at me car. That's what I feel like my personality is, loud and brash. And
it used to be. I don't think anybody thinks that of you anymore.
No.
I don't think new people from this show think of you that way because they have never seen you. They may have seen, you know, little bites here and there, but I don't think they've really ever seen it. So it's probably just still how you see yourself, right?
Yeah. I am around totally different conversation and people. So I am a bad, slow pickup artist on that front. I'm doing what I can.
Mm. Slow pickup artist? What does that mean? I'm sorry.
I'm slow to know what people like this are like.
Okay. People like what? Like you?
No, people that I interact with and meet and whatever.
Oh, yeah, but that's okay. I mean, you mean you don't pick up things as quickly as you used to about social cues?
Yeah,
or read the room? Like, read the room was always your thing?
Yes.
You can't do it as well as you used to?
Between you telling me how wrong I can be and life facts, like people aren't. It's cut and dry.
It's probably both, yeah. It probably is both. In fact, I'm sure it is. Everything's gray. It happens with you a lot, even in the doctor's office today. Like, you'll often read negative on something somebody says, and or you won't know how you're coming across with your response or whatever. And that's probably all of us as well.
Probably. I don't really see how I come across. I don't mean to be a jerk, but I'll just say that again. I don't mean to be jerky.
Having trouble watching you guys on YouTube. It keeps freezing. Sorry about that, Auntie Elizabeth. If you're on Facebook, we're there too. Otherwise, we'll wrap it up, and then you can watch the replay when it goes up in a couple seconds. It should be fine after that. Sorry about that. We had issues the other day as well. In fact, we lost a whole show over it, so whatever. I'm sorry about that, but I'm not sorry we lost that show. My God. Dear Lord. that was mentally taxing, that last show, Thursday show. If you were here for it, you know what I mean. Nothing in particular, and it was nobody's fault. It was just one of those where it was already a week, and we had really had a day, and I had a day in this studio doing every single thing right up until the last minute, and it's hard to describe how much is involved. But it was just one of those crazy days, and then Mike came in hot too. You know, you remember that, and whatever. I just didn't have my thoughts about me. Whew, nightmare. And I think when, it doesn't matter. I think Mike likes a disaster show. It's probably easier to watch from Canada. Sucks from here at the desk. But let's see. Okay, so road trip update came in S. iPhones. Oh, need your help. Jay and Nicole need your help. iPhones 11 Pro or newer. If you have an 11 Pro or newer in your drawer or I don't know where you would keep it in your change purse. But if you have one that you're not using, we would be grateful if we could use it. We'll put your name on it and you will have, I'm talking to Hank on camera two right now. This is Will on camera one. Will, unfortunately, is going to be retired because Will is bogging down the system right now. Lauren over there on camera six is also bogging down the system, but we're grateful to both of these two who have supported us that we want to keep doing it. But everything is, it's all related to why YouTube is crashing, basically. I think we're bogging down the system. I think this is like 5 years. It's got to be at least 5 years old. Or not, whatever. Ah, God damn it. Get somebody else for this job. I don't know how to do it. So frustrating. It's so frustrating when you want to be better and you're trying so hard to be better. Know what that's like?
I do. I was trying to say, I know. I totally get it.
I was trying to think if I did all the things I was supposed to do. iPhones would be great. Autoimmunity, we know you have many options for your viewing entertainment. We are grateful that you have chosen the Late Night Playset and the Cars and Comedy Show. We are brought to you by the Autoimmunity Foundation. Autoimmunity Foundation is supported by viewers like you. If you would like to learn more or make a financial contribution, please go to autoimmunityfoundation.org.
Autoimmunityfoundation.org. Autoimmunityfoundation.org.
Exactly. And we appreciate it. You can do PayPal. You can do Venmo. You can do your credit card through whatever our thing is, through GoDaddy or whatever it is. I don't know. We appreciate it. Thanks. We greatly appreciate it. I think that's it. I did all the stuff I wanted to do. How about you? Oh, hello, Deli, of course. All right, I got to tell you about Rupert. There he is. Your only source for officially licensed Late Show with David Letterman merchandise is indeed the Hello Deli. Hello-deli.com on the internet is where you go and buy yourself a hat, a shirt, some pencils, a mug, whatever you get there, and say hello to Rupert. While you're there, please tell him Nicole says hello as well.
Because I cannot.
It's true. And we couldn't leave without a couple souvenirs in case we don't ever get back in there. I took a couple menus for us. I felt badly about it, but then I was like, if they open up again, I'll bring them back.
Yeah.
But let's remind everybody. Chileo granola fruit bowl.
So good.
You used to do that half the time. That or the oatmeal. Sometimes the oatmeal you would do because that came with fruit too. I think they would load you up with fruit too because they knew, you know.
I think so. But the oatmeal was warm and
yeah,
so good.
And those berries were always good too, the fresh berries. Yeah. The two-timer. Uncle Louie. the GS Rider Special. In the last year or two before they closed, they added avocado toast because it was trendy. It became very popular, though. People would do a poached egg on top of it, and it was delicious. Garden omelet. California omelet. San Gabriel short stack. What became my favorite, I never would have ordered it at first, but it became my favorite, the breakfast burrito made by Darren. He would really, really do it nice. Hot oatmeal. Add fruit. Oh, okay, so we used to add fruit, but still was great. Egg McNewcomb sandwich. Casey Stoner Bowl is maybe the most popular, right? Casey Stoner Bowl, everybody. I just tried to do this. Did you see that? I just tried to swipe up on the menu. Did. I'm like, oh, I'm almost at the bottom here. And then the Little Rock, one pancake, one choice of meat, one egg. And then the meat choices were bacon, ham, and sausage. Toast choices, wheat, sourdough, English muffin. God damn, I miss this place. Credit card fee, 35 cents. Gratuity added on six or more. Mm. Miss you, Danny. Miss you, Darren. Miss you, Freddie. Miss everybody. Freddie called the other day. Yeah, you know. Freddie called after we went up there and posted the videos and stuff. So we're going to get together with him at some point.
Awesome.
Yeah. Maybe we'll meet up there. That'll be an excuse to meet up there. That'd be nice.
Great.
That's it. Okay, so... everything's TBD, right? So we may or may not be back on Thursday. Don't know. Don't know. Don't know if you care. I hope you do. Let's see. Failed for me also. God damn it. Sorry, Jared Tyler. Yes, it is open to residents, we know. But only to residents. Only to residents. All right, we love everybody. This will be good. We're going to be out of here early, which is what I wanted. It's going to be great. There's other things to talk about. If we're here on Thursday, we'll do that then. And if not, we'll be on the road and we'll check in on Thursday. We'll do a live at 5 from the Instagram. Maybe we could do the phones. We could do Instagram. Yeah, we'll figure this out, but it'll be fine. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Anything else from today or medical stuff that we should do? Do you need anything from anybody?
Just keep in mind that I usually hurt, so.
You're in so much pain all the time that people don't realize that when you're out in the sun smiling that you actually are in so much pain and can't even process what they're saying.
Remember that.
Yeah.
That's all.
Good for you. Did you finish your inshore?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I love food. I've come to that realization, dude.
Eat up. It's apparently fine. It doesn't stick to you.
Finally. I'm glad.
Love you. We love you at home. Please love one another. And that's it. Might see us Thursday. I mean, we'll see you Thursday one way or the other. But we might be here and we might be on the road. Wish us luck that we're on the road. God damn it. We want to get out of here.
Yep.
We miss our meow meow. Remember when the cat died, we were supposed to hit the road? Oh, yeah, but then this thing's wrong with the car, and you got to stay here for a little longer. Process! Woohoo! Good humaning. All right, we love everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. Legitimately, we wouldn't be here without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. See you out there.